And looks like we are now joined by the winner of tonight's Alsco Uniforms 500, and that is Chase Elliott. Chase, congratulations on winning the race. Walk us through that run tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It was just, we battled hard and finally got our car good enough there at the end. I'm not sure that we had it exactly perfect, but, guys did a great job making good adjustments and good pit stops there to put us in a position. And I think the race going along played into our favor as compared to what Kevin had to work with. So just had some good fortune and things went our way. Just appreciate all our partners for sticking with us. Finally, good to get Kelly Blue Book a win. That's our first win together. So hopefully many more.
Okay, we're going to open the floor for questions. We'll start with Bob Pockris. Go ahead with the question, Bob.
Yeah, Chase, after Sunday, was there any worry on your part that maybe Allen didn't have confidence in you?
Oh, damn, Bob.
that's probably about the dumbest question you've ever asked me, Bob.
Okay. Does the fact that you have strong cars, does that alleviate any like concerns of like, oh, well, if a decision doesn't go your way, or if you make a mistake or somebody makes a mistake, as long as you have fast cars that you're going to continue to win races?
Thanks, buddy. I think the big thing is, if we can just put ourselves in position and give ourselves chances, and we do the best job at controlling the things that are in our control, that's really all we can ask for. We can't control when a caution comes out, two laps to go, and you're kind of in a lose-lose situation there. So we just got to keep doing the things that are in our hands and keep doing those well.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Jeff Gluck. Go ahead with your question, Jeff.
Yeah, Chase, I mean, you spoke to it a little bit in your interviews, but just the feeling of like, oh my gosh, what's going to go wrong? How do you keep focused on what you're trying to do in the car, those final laps when you're like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen,
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it really just keeps you grounded, to be completely frank, especially after Sunday, you're just kind of waiting on something to happen, so. It just kind of keeps you grounded in the fact that it's never over till it's over. And, we've been reminded of that quite a lot. And that's a lesson I'm never going to forget.
Do you have any sense of if the caution – were you thinking, okay, if the caution does come out, I'm, like, definitely staying out here this time or anything like that?
I think it just depends. I mean, we can what if it to death, But until you're put in that situation, I mean, that was a longer run – there at the end than we even had on Sunday. So who knows? I mean, when the caution comes out late like that, you're going to have takers and not, and it's all just about the numbers as to who does and who doesn't. So I can't answer that. That's really tough.
Yeah. Thank you.
Our next question will come from Jenna Fryer. Go ahead, Jenna.
Hey, Chase. I'm wondering how you're feeling physically after running all these races.
Yeah, good question. I feel really good. I feel like, I try to stay, biking and doing things throughout, those 2 months off. And, honestly, coming back and going back to Darlington where it was hot and then coming into the 600, it kind of just threw us right back to the wolves. And I think that was really a good thing, just to really get some hot races and some long races in right off the bat and just jump right to it. So I feel good. And, I'm certainly tired. It's been a long week, but I'm going to rest these next couple of days and we'll get ready for Bristol.
And I'm wondering, with this workload, if the size of Hendrick Motorsports is a benefit in you guys having so many people and it's showing in your preparation and how you guys are showing up at the racetrack.
Yeah, I mean, I think all of our employees at HMS and, from top to bottom have been really working hard throughout the off season. But again, we're still very early in the year, and I challenge all of the people at HMS, myself, the road crew, the pit crews, to stay hungry because the season's very long, a lot of racing left, and we just need to keep pushing. No reason to get content right now.
Thanks, Chase.
Our next question will come from Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Chase, you were running well even before the pause in the season, and now you've had this strong run here. Is it as much a continuation, or do you feel like you guys have gotten better just in the last 2 weeks?
To be honest, I feel like it's been a continuation from the beginning of the season. I feel like all the same contenders are contending now as to who was contending before the break. So I still feel like I almost get the sense that we're still working with some of the parts and pieces and cars that we were that we had before we, had 2 months off. So I'm really curious to see how these next few weeks progress, because people are going to get better, and I think some of the things that they've been trying and working on, they're actually going to have time to implement into their cars. So we have to stay hungry and stay after it.
What are you curious to see?
Who's fast and who's not.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead, Jordan.
Hi, Chase. Couple questions. What was the conversations like with Alan in the immediate aftermath of Sunday and through the next couple days?
I feel like at the end of the day, he has to make decisions on the spot. I feel like we were in a lose-lose position there on Sunday. So it's not his fault that the caution came out two laps to go. And when you're in a position like that, you have to make a decision and stick with it. And I'm not going to question him. I don't fault him. It's not his fault. It's just one of those things where you got to make a gut call and go with it. And heck, we drove back to third, So I just don't see how you can, you can look back at that and say he did something wrong, because, that position is a super hard one to be in. It's a good one to be in, right? Because you're leading the race, but also a really tough one to be in at the same time.
Did you kind of give him a pep talk or anything, or try to explain what you just explained now to me, to him?
No, he's been doing this way longer than me, so he knows.
Okay, thanks.
Our next question will come from Stephen Connolly. Go ahead, Steve.
Chase, with the races you've run this week, the 600, the truck race, then tonight, the rain delays, postponements, how do you get your mindset into making the transition from a late-week race into Bristol on Sunday for a short track?
Yeah, just get ready. 500 laps of Bristol is a really physical event. We've raced a lot throughout this week. I'm tired, and I want to rest, tomorrow and Saturday and get ready to go. It's going to be a tough one on Sunday, especially in the afternoon.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Andrew Curlin. Go ahead with your question, Andrew.
Yeah, Chase, kind of bouncing off of the previous question, when we talk about momentum, normally you have a full week to enjoy a race win like this. Does it help to go to Bristol only a couple days later to carry the momentum, or would you rather enjoy the victory a little bit more?
That's tough. I don't know that it matters. To me, a win's a win. Those 5 bonus points are 5 bonus points, and the sticker on top of the car is still going to be there. So I think it's all, I don't really know that it matters. I'm just excited that we've been performing well. And ultimately, I want to just have a shot to win each and every week. That's our goal as a team. Whether we do or not, it's one thing, but to just have a chance and be in position is the goal. So we need to stay after that goal.
Thank you, Chase.
Our next question will come from Zach Sterniola. Go ahead with your question, Zach.
Chase, how much of a benefit was it for your confidence to come back and win Tuesday night and kind of immediately shake the sting of Sunday? Did that do anything to help you maybe come into this race with a little bit of a fresher mind?
Like I said, Tuesday, I don't know that Tuesday made up for Sunday. It was certainly good. It never hurt anything to come over here and perform and have a good run like that. But it definitely didn't fix it. So I think we were hungry and wanted to get back and try again.
Thank you.
Our final question for Chase will come from Davey Siegel. Go ahead, Davey.
Hey, Chase, rain delay aside, what did you think of the length of tonight's race, both in time and mileage-wise?
I think it's great. I think it ups the intensity. I think you have to have your car driving really well from the start. And if it doesn't, you have to make those big swings early. So I feel like it just ramps up the intensity and everything that comes with that. It's just, the clock's ticking and you don't have a lot of time to do much of anything.
Thank you. Congrats.
Thank you.
Chase, congratulations on the win and good luck in Bristol.
Thank you. Y'all good night.
Yeah.